mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the third hour of this live Wednesday edition, 2004. And your calls, loaded phones, are coming up. John and Jim and Johnny and Barb and John and others. Then I'm going to get back into the news. Documents reveal Iraqi prisoner abuse in Australia. They're going to start random drug testing on the public. Some new developments on Gary Webb's murder. We're going to air a 12-minute conversation with Freeway Ricky Ross from his federal prison in North Texas. That's coming up. Don't let me forget to do that, guys. Folks running the show. U.S. missile defense test fails. Just a lot more coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. John in Michigan, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
You're a true patriot. I don't know if you've recently heard that Arnold, instead of Arnold running for president because he's facing the heat here, that he may go back to Europe and run for president of the European Union. There's the king of the neocons, Sean Hannity's website, there's a guy in there who posted that possibility, and it seems to be a lot of people are like, good, Arnold's a good guy. Yeah, let him inflict right-wing conservatism in Europe, which I found laughable because he's far from right-wing. He's as far left.
So was that a web posting or an article?
It was a web posting, but I do have an article as well, too. A gentleman from Toledo, Ohio posted it about his he's a Jewish.
Do me a big favor.
Sure.
Email that to tips@infowars.com.
Okay.
And also go to, prisonplanetweb@hotmail.com. Go to Paul Watson's email. That's a really good place to send it. He checks it three or four times a day. We just check it.
Is it tips@prisonplanet then?
He's got a Hotmail account. Go to Prison Planet, and it says Contact Webmaster.
Okay.
And click on that. It's there on the left-hand side. But this is the point. I hear conservatives go, man, he's so conservative. He's so good. The guy is banning guns, different types of guns in California.
Guy
is pro-abortion, pro-cloning, pro-open borders, and these idiots. You see, it's all about feeling like they're on the winning team or something.
Oh, yeah, especially... The guy has Kurt Waldheim over his house for dinner and says, or for a wedding, and says he's a great guy and Maria and I love him. The thing that bothers me, that boggles my mind about this whole thing, is Maria this dense? Does she not know, that Uncle Jacob is pulling the strings behind all this? I mean, Uncle Jacob probably told Lyndon Johnson to take care of Kennedy. That's Jacob owns the.
You're talking about Jacob Rothschild.
Oh yes, sir. I call him Uncle Jacob. And that really incites all of the Jewish people on Hannity.com. They get a little upset. They say I'm anti-Semitic because I pick on the Rothschilds and so forth like that.
Well, I mean, the Rothschilds claim they're Jewish, but we actually caught them funding Hitler. I mean, what does it matter what group they claim they're part of? The Rothschilds are one of the most powerful families on the planet.
They are
behind Arnold. He is in business with them.
Sure.
This is going on.
If you go on Yahoo and you type in the thing I like, you type in Jacob Rothschild under Yahoo under images. And it shows the picture of Buffett, Arnold, and Jacob standing there together. That picture you had on Prison Planet a while ago.
That was taken by the Scotsman.
Yeah, I'm sure that guy got fired.
A couple photos of them together.
I'm sure that guy got fired.
Pardon me?
I'm sure that photographer got fired.
Oh, no, that was public. I want you to know.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. It seems like it's a very tough battle for us these days. People that want to get rid of the Bush clan and the Clintons and everybody involved in that. I just can't believe it.
Well, it's just incredible to have the neocons going, oh, he's so conservative.
Have you been listening to Savage lately?
No.
He's been speaking out against Bush quite often.
Well, yeah, he does that after the election.
He said that Bush turned his back on the American people after the election. He keeps asking the people, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? And nobody seems to
care. Well, I mean, they're trying to put Joseph Lieberman in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we'll hear Lieberman, a staunch conservative.
Mr.
Tommy, because you're against Lieberman. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Actually, it's Sean Hannity here, Sean Hannity Show, 3 hours a day is all we ask. And, yeah, I think it's a great idea to have all the kids with microchips. I'm going to buy stock in the company, and Arnold, he's just a great guy. I love him. Very conservative values. Evil liberals are attacking him. That Alex Jones is really bad, though. Liberals like him got to be stopped. The liberals are really upset about Arnold and his conservatism. That guy gets only $5 million a year in his contract. Of course, he gets to advertise all his books written at a third-grade level. Of course, Lord Limbaugh gets $40-plus million a year, even though his show doesn't even actually generate that much money. Yeah, $289 million contract. Again, I'm not against the free market. I just wonder how people get paid more than their shows make. Interesting question, isn't it? I wonder why Limbaugh's books were published by a publisher that's owned by the Council on Foreign Relations. That he says doesn't exist, even when they're on C-SPAN, calling for world government. You know, we're the radicals. We watch TV and watch them announce world government and play the clips here. Man, we talk about the free trade area of the Americas that everybody's against, but Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. The New World Order doesn't exist. And Arnold is a conservative. Yes, he's very conservative, and Joe Lieberman would be a great added addition to the Bush White House. They're trying to get him right now in the cabinet. And again, if you speak out against Joe Lieberman, you're an evil commie. And the whole new cabinet he's getting, it's like a who's who of Bill Clinton world or something. take a few calls here. Barbara just hung up. We were going to her next, but let's go to Jim in New York, and then Johnny in Canada. And go ahead, Jim. You're on the air.
Yes, my name is Jim.
Yes.
I'm here going. All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling, sir.
You're welcome. What I want to bring to your attention, some fellow called in earlier, and he was talking, I caught the tail end of it. He was saying something about stealing his grandfather's Civil War picture and all that and being harassed. And what I've done in the past with these funny handshakers, because I believe that's the base they operate from for the most part, it's organized. I've had where they the first thing I do is take the plate. And you can, from that, I had one guy, I'm in New York, was from Boca, Florida. I found out he was on a profile, they call it, anybody can get a profile. And you can find out he was, they referred to him as president of a lodge. It's not the proper terminology, but they identified who he was. And then I played my little game after that. But so in with that fellow there, he first thing to do is get the plate. It's got to come back to somebody, you know. But what I called in last night, I was talking to a fellow and in the building trades. I used to work in a power plant industry. And he told me, and I haven't heard you mention this, you mentioned Halliburton and that, but Bechtel, that they were offering guys $300,000 a year, tax-free, to go over to Iraq and rebuild.
Yeah, it was about the highest pay for just a low-level cop to go over there was about $180,000 a year for Serbia. In Iraq, I've seen articles as much as $250,000 a year.
$300,000.
Well, I'm telling you what I've seen.
Yes.
What I can confirm, and I've seen that they get every 3 months a trip to all expenses paid, five-star hotels in Europe. Well, that's our tax money, and these are assassins, folks.
Right.
But let me add more. I did confirm it. I heard Jack McClam reading a news article, mainstream, last night on his show, and I went and I pulled it up. It is true. They're actually hiring, quote, the security men out of Colombia and other countries. Our government can't find enough thug killers here. We'll go over there and be killers for 200-something grand a year. In this case, it was only 100-something grand. And so they're hiring them out of Latin America, the death squads. They're actually going to move them to Iraq.
Well, my feeling to end it is that some way, I listen to the show almost regularly every day, or I play it back at night if I can't listen to the day. And a lot of information comes out of it. And I understand your predicament on the running your show, but certain limitations where you can go and where you can't go. But I think, in essence, we should follow the model they follow. The funny handshakers, and in some respects, because everybody's...
You're talking about Masons.
Of course. For 25 years I've been talking about them. But my union was heavily, involved in that in Kansas City, the International. And they're in cahoots with the big corporations, in the power plant industry, Combustion Engineering, Brown and Root, all of them. But what I'm trying to say is that they can get these people. People have the opinion that the low level, they're harmless. They're not harmless because even if they don't know what they're doing, they're complicit, in their action. Like if they're told to follow someone or something like this, they're just as dangerous as if they know why they're following the guy. It doesn't make a difference to me. The guy's going to cause me grief whether he knows he's causing me grief or not. It may be for advancement in his career or whatever he's doing it, which I know exists.
I hear you. Listen, thanks for the call, Jim. Let me just say this about Masons. I've had a lot of family that have been Masons, great-grandfathers, stuff like that, high-level Masons. And, you look in the old photo albums and in the books around the house when you're out in the country, and, it's occultic. And Texas is the Lone Star State. Texas was founded by Masons. A lot of the founding fathers were. And it is occultic. And I'm not going to say it's good. But, I have a great uncle who's still alive, lives up in Round Rock, and he's a Mason. He's not a bad person. I know it's hurt his feelings to listen to the radio show here locally and hear me talk bad about Masons, but it is bad. Overall, it's a very bad thing. Because anything secret, anything that's good old boy, always goes south. And I don't want to spend all day on this because I got callers, but since you, a bunch of callers I want to go to and news articles I want to cover, but since you bring it up, I'll just recap it again. Mathematics is power. Science is power. As it is today, it was in the time of Solomon over 2,000 years ago. And you had secret construction guilds first set up in Egypt and Babylon who knew how to do the arch and knew how to build the building. And you didn't share that with everybody, so they had mystery schools, is what they called them. And they believed that mathematics was religious. And so they were into numerology and numbers, and that's why the elite is into this today. It's the same group. And so they kept it secret and only taught it to select people. And that goes back to even before that, you know, 6,000 years ago with witch doctors. They only passed it on to one or two apprentices. Because there was so much power, knowing what herbs were good for people or what was happening, and all this mysticism was attached to it. And so that's why you have this occult vein running through the Masonic orders. It's because the modern Masonic order is only the latest, by that I mean the last 500 years, latest extrapolation of the old orders before that. And so anybody who was anybody basically was part of this. But George Washington wasn't bad. He even spoke out about what was taking over the Masonic Lodge. He wrote letters about it. We had anti-Masonic parties in this country with John Quincy Adams. I mean, it became a big problem because any group with powerful people, they start scratching each other's backs. They start consolidating their power, and it became organized crime. The Masonic Lodge was nothing more than an intelligence agency. And so different groups of lodges, different leaders of lodges were different, did in some cases have different goals. But certainly today, in small towns you see it, where, you know, they get all the contracts, they do all the bid rigging, they run the scams, they get together, and they steal the coffers dry. And yeah, that's just on the face what's bad about low-level Masons. And then you go above the 33rd degree, but again, the average Mason doesn't even know exist. It gets right down to Satanism. I mean, forget Luciferian followers. Same thing, but the lower levels think Lucifer is Jesus, or they're the same thing. Folks, it's just really scary. Johnny in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
We had two cases of crooked cop killing cop, not by accident, but on purpose.
You know what? I think we skipped Johnny in Canada. Is this another caller?
Yeah.
Who is this?
John, Tennessee.
Okay, go ahead.
A Rockford police officer was arrested for homicide for a summary execution on a speeding motorcycle rider. And the dead cop turned out, the dead rider turned out to be a cop riding his motorcycle to work at the jail. Now, the second case was a $10 million wrongful death case filed last month in Knoxville. County Knoxville Federal Court, and a Scott County deputy, actually a sergeant, was gunned down by another deputy who was the son of the sheriff, and the dead man's widow claims he was killed for running for sheriff, and a gang of cops shot him during a meth raid, tried to blame the resident of the trailer and sent a death squad out to the resident of the trailer to blame him as a patsy.
I know, that's horrible. They like to kill good cops in these raids and then they frame some poor person.
Right. Well, they've got them.
Oh, and that goes public all the time when good cops blow the whistle.
Yeah, they can prove this with the 911 tapes and everything, and the statements were all a lie by the killer. He claimed it was a shotgun at first when, in fact, he knew it was his pistol that shot him above the bulletproof vest. And he wouldn't let the ambulance crews help him when they got there. He made him stay outside saying it was dangerous when he knew there was nobody in the house. So it's a clear case of murder. Of course, TBI and the prosecutors won't, prosecute for a criminal.
Yeah, I know. Now cops are allowed to kill cops.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Well, I guess the police like cop killing. I don't like it, but...
Yeah, well, our sheriff, Tim Hutchinson, bragged on the front page of the newspaper that he stole cars with a convicted cop killer and said he was working undercover at the time. You know, stealing cars with a tow truck at the shopping mall and then chopping the cars. He said he was undercover in his uniform driving his patrol car.
The Washington Times reported a couple years ago that the police just pull up at a McDonald's and they own their own tow trucks and just steal cars. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag brand declaring independence.
Independence.
Laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their descendants.
Descendants.
Thanks to the renegades. We're free today.
Free today. Thanks to the
Why do you think the media scientifically shows you all this violence and corruption and evil and then legitimizes it? Threat Matrix 24 shows like Spooks in England, where they actually now don't just torture the supposed terrorists to get answers. Now in episodes, they torture their children. We found this with several shows.
And the good guys do this. And you know what? Everything turns out all right because they did. Just magically all the shows having this now. Why is that? See? Turn you into a reprobate mind. Destroy your morals. They know we're social creatures. Most people follow peer pressure. And in the Aztec kingdom, it was the peer pressure, and it was normal to give your children over to the government to have their hearts cut out. And the temple priest mainly dined on the flesh of people they'd sacrificed. That's mainstream. That's historical. And it was normal. If you teleported back in time, hypothetically, 1,000 years ago to Chichen Itza during a ceremony while they were sacrificing thousands of people in one day on occasions, you would be crazy because you were against it. That's how the weak-minded are. That's what happens in societies, gone mad. And I've been called and emailed, how dare you talk about the Mesoamerican cultures, you're close-minded, so what? I'm an archaeologist, I've studied them. Yes, it's true, but it was their culture. Everything's neutral on a culture. Oh, then the Nazis' culture was nice, too? Murdering millions of people? Stomping around in black uniforms? The cult of death? The order of death? The order of the death's head? That's the true name of Skull and Bones, by the way. The order of death, or the order of the death's head. Our own little Germanic death cult. Is that a good culture? Is that good? It's incredible. And that's how quick societies and minds can be warped to accept evil. Because everybody else is doing it, and it's normal. Good people have got to stand up and say no, folks, or it's going to go downhill even faster. Johnny in Canada, last caller I'm taking today. I got news I want to cover. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good.
Curious to know what that song was, the one you just sang in there.
Steve Voss, Renegades.
Voss. How do you spell his name?
I don't know how you spell it.
Okay, I'll get it.
Let me see. V-A-U-S.
V-A-U-S? Okay. I'm curious to know something. Have you seen a music video by a band called The Perfect Circle called Counting Bodies Like the Sheep to the Rhythm of War Drums?
No.
It's a really good video, and I think it should be on your site because it takes Eminem's video and kind of... I mean, it's a lot more... It hits home a lot more because... What the video depicts is a Bush-like character that basically is the fascist dictator in America, which is true. And basically,
why don't you email a link to it to me?
Well, actually, to have it all like downloaded in AVI format, so it's like 50 meg. It'd be pretty hard unless I, you know, send it to you through like MSN Messenger or something, right? But
well, you could. Can't you downgrade the quality?
Don't really have the capabilities or the knowledge to do that. But basically what the video is about is people being the sheep, and we're all hypnotized by media and television, and it's a cartoon-type video. And basically when the sheep starts to realize what's going on, starts to be slaughtered.
Well, you do this. Do you have a site, a message board you can post the link to the server, then alert us to that location?
Well, I just downloaded off like Kazaa. Like, you could probably look for it yourself. I could send you the name of the song, and you can download it yourself.
Yeah, I know, but when I leave here, I'm gonna go work on a film, and then I got to go to a meeting tonight to fight the New World Order at 6:45, folks. Access TV, East Austin. They're going to have another one of their producer forums. They're still trying to take over the channel. Need folks to be there, and then I got a TV show tonight. But I wish I had time to do it.
Does your phone guy deal with computers?
Yeah, they do, but he's busy answering phones and running the show.
Okay. All right, well, maybe what I can do is I can burn it to a CD and put it through the mail. Although...
That would be prodigiously good.
Although I have a friend who did that, and it came from the States. Came from Japan through the States, and it wasn't really supposed to come through the States yet. He said there was Homeland Security stuff all over it, and it was a CD having to do with one of your films.
What? Oh, you're in Canada, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Canada.
Oh, but... yeah, in Canada. It's hard. I can get my videos into anywhere, but Canada's hard.
Really?
Yeah, big police state up there, bro. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used Hemtab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered Hemtab online, and soon after taking Hemtab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, Hemtab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. Hemtab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling Hemtab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit Hemtab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or Hemtab.com.
Hemtab, the effective alternative.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
We're going to play this Freeway Ricky Ross interview from his North Texas prison cell here in a few minutes. Bernard Carrick, New York Post, Bad Bernie's livid mistress, and this is a prominent publisher, very wealthy woman. He's insane and maniacal. And the other prominent girlfriend said that, too. They both separately described him as power-addicted, power-mad. He has very bad impulse control. Just, you know, goes wild. That's the problem with Schwarzenegger, too, folks. He has no impulse control. Let's give him the nuclear launch codes. He can't keep his hands off women in public. Just runs up to random women and starts grabbing them. But publishing titan, his former girlfriend, talks about just... He's just maniacal. I want power. I want to rule. And that's how these people are. I mean, Schwarzenegger tells major papers, you know, recently, I want to rule people. I want to dominate them. Little people need to be controlled. Oh, yes, sir. Let's give you control of the presidency. Absolutely. You are just the man for us. I got a bunch of other news here, and we'll have just enough time to cover it. First off, before I play this Freeway Ricky Ross clip, and some of the really juicy stuff had to be cut out because it's private stuff, but it's still pretty interesting. Concerning the murder of Pulitzer Prize-winning author Gary Webb. But before I do that, again, please take advantage of the specials we're running just for another week. Actually, less than a week. 5.5 days. I have made 11 films. And they are $25.95 a piece. But if you Buy three or more, they drop down to $19.95 apiece. That is a $6 discount on each video. But I'm offering it where if you buy one copy of my films, they drop down to $5.95 for each additional copy. And I've dropped the prices of buying one film by itself as well. We've got a 9/11 special, four 9/11 videos, and a book, $53 discount. We just got a bunch of different specials. These are the preeminent films exposing the New World Order. You absolutely need to have these. American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, is a must-see. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, The Matrix of Evil Exposed, America Destroyed by Design, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, when I snuck in and got the Bohemian Grove ritual on tape. How would anyone out there not order that video? Go to the website, Infowars.com, if you're online. Look at all the different specials that are there. And take advantage of them. And get copies of the films and give them to people. Or buy one copy and make copies yourself. Or call toll-free. You can ask about the specials when you call. No obligation to buy. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001. South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go sign up $5.95 a month. That's 19 cents a day, or get a year subscription. It's 15 cents a day, a big discount. And create your own passcode and username and email it or give it as a card as a gift. Give them a monthly or yearly subscription for people that you know are into the computer. PrisonPlanet.tv, all 11 of my films, the book I wrote, the book I published, two books, two e-books, my weekly TV reports that are excellent, my best audio interviews, text reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. The best deal out there, folks. Okay, this is the Freeway Ricky Ross interview conducted by a filmmaker, Kevin Booth, who I'm narrating and hosting a film he's making, American Drug War. I've interviewed Ricky from his prison for the film. They don't let you in to interview him with video cameras, even though that's against the law. They just do it. And Kevin broke the news that Gary Webb, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Dark Alliance, Exposing CIA Drug Trafficking, had been killed. We also talked to Chico Brown and others who said Gary had said he was getting death threats and being followed. So here's yet another source, and for the first time ever, aired on radio, here it is. So here's the interview with Kevin Booth.
You there?
Yeah.
Did you hear the news?
Uh-huh.
Gary Webb supposedly killed himself.
No.
But, of course, nobody thinks that it was suicide.
You lying.
No.
When?
Saturday.
Oh, man.
Let me just read it. This is the opening of the headline says, reporter of CIA cocaine contra story kills himself. the California reporter whose controversial series linked the Central Intelligence Agency with the Nicaraguan Contras and drug trafficking in Los Angeles killed himself over the weekend. I talked to both Cele and Chico about it. They basically said that it was like a shotgun blast right close to his head, and but obviously nobody believes that it was suicide, but that's what the official story is supposed to be.
Oh man, I hate to hear that.
So what do you think? I mean, do you think he would have any reason to want to commit suicide? Yeah.
I'm just blown away right now. I mean, not even how it happened, but just, you know, that it happened.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know him, but I just found out today, so I figured you didn't know.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah. It's not like mainstream news or anything, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of West Coast news.
Man, I hate to hear that.
Yeah, I guess he had three kids. Well, wife, I guess he was going through a divorce or something, but, you know, my, Alex Jones, the talk show host who you talked to, he was talking about how so many of the biographers that have, like, uncovered stuff about the Bush family, now they all end up, like, you know, mysteriously committing suicide.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I talked to Gary, he was excited and, you know, and happy about life, and he was thriving, you know, and was looking toward the future. Just, man.
Seems pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, and he was such a good guy, you know?
I mean,
And he did so much, you know, for our case and whatnot. It's just, I don't know. It's like losing a good friend.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I find it hard to believe. I mean, the chances of, like, a 49-year-old man just suddenly killing himself like that are supposedly, like, one in a million or one in a billion even or something. It's like some ridiculous odd, and, you know, Alex was calculating the odds of it, and it just, I don't know, it's pretty obvious.
And Gary, he had so much, but, you know, he had told me before that people were following him around and tapping his phones and, you know, doing all kind of weird stuff to him, and you know, it was a lot of weird stuff he was saying was happening. You know, people on his telephone poles and...
Well, tell me about that real quick. Tell me what Gary said to you.
Well, he used to tell me that he would come home at night and there'd be guys, you know, climbing up the pole and late at night, 12 or 1 o'clock, and you know, at nighttime, and people following him around everywhere he goes. He has cars telling him, and his phone was tapped, and, you know, he said a lot of things were going on. They had moved him out from... you know, Mercury News had moved him from where he was working in Sacramento
to wait. I'll pause it for a second. Yeah, no. Actual mathematicians did the numbers. It was a news article about it. At the last Bush biographer that died, it was 300,000 plus to one, or the equivalent of having a royal flush twice in a row with no wild cards in the deck. And then now it was over 10 billion to one with this new biographer who'd gotten into all this dying. So over 10 billion to one, or the equivalent of winning a major lottery twice when you only bought two tickets. So it's impossible. But let's go ahead and go back to this.
Some far-out country town, and he was just saying that they were kind of like giving him the blues. You know, a lot of things were going on that he didn't really like. And he said it was the government, too.
Wow. I mean, but I guess, like, the question would be, though, that if he'd already, like, done all this reporting, you know, what was the use in getting rid of him at this point? You know, unless there was still something that he was still going to do, or maybe this was, like, a revenge thing.
Well, you know, Gary was never satisfied with the way everything had turned out, you know, and from my understanding, that he wasn't through working on the case. He was still digging and searching, trying to find the documents that would put everything together. Now, I know that for a fact, that he hadn't stopped working on the case. He was still investigating.
Where do you think it may have led if he would have kept going?
Who knows? I mean, it you know, with so much stuff and so many people being implicated, that, you know, we don't know where it would have ended. Only God knows.
Man,
surely not me. I'm not that intelligent.
Yeah, I mean, it's anybody's guess at this point, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what they want. It's...
And then maybe he had some papers that he hadn't uncovered that may even show more evidence, because Gary was pretty thorough, you know, with his investigation.
Yeah. Man, it's incredible. So,
he's kind of like an answer. A prayer, you know, when I was going to court, we couldn't afford an investigator, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, boom, here this investigative reporter pop up, and he knows more about our informant than the government's telling us about. So it was kind of like, you know, he was almost like God sent to me. That's how I felt at one time, you know, that he was sent down to...
This call is from a federal prison.
To help save my life, basically.
Wow, that is sad for you, that loss, huh?
Yeah, he really meant a lot to me.
Did you ever know any of his other family members or anybody?
Yeah, I know his wife, and I spoke to his kids.
Wow.
I'm going to try. try to see if I can get a number where I can call in.
Okay, yeah, and I'll try to get that, too, for you. And I also told Todd McCormick, I gave Todd McCormick your address. Tell me what the Ricky Ross Task Force was, and when did you find out that they called it that?
It was a bunch of cops. They had assembled, I think, the best narcotic agents from, like, three or four different precincts to stop me from my drug dealing.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I found out was from an investigator. They had been stealing money and robbing people. So I went to my lawyer and I told him about it, and he didn't believe me. So what he told me that I should do is hire an investigator. So I hired an investigator to start investigating the cops. And then he came back and he said, hey, these cops have your name. And I said, they have my name. I know they got my name, you know. they chasing me all over town. And then he said, no, they're the Ricky Ross Task Force. And it was like, what the, you know, it was like, just blew me out the water.
Well, hearing the news about Gary, I mean, do you ever fear for yourself on that level?
People mention that to me all the time, but I don't really fear death.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, I feel like I've lived past all my dreams, you know, the things that I wanted out of life, and you know, when the time comes, you know, I'm going to accept it. It's just a part of living. So
yeah.
I'm not worried about that. And it's you know, it'd be out of my control anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, besides the fact whether you're afraid of dying, I mean, do you ever think that, you know, do you think that they're ever worried about, like, what you still know or what you still might say? Or do you think they don't care about you anymore?
I don't really know. You know, people mention that to me all the time. I mean, guys right here, you know, like, man, what are you going to do? You should leave the country and things of that nature. But I guess I try not to focus on that. Well, I know it's possible. You know, I've been beaten up by the cops. I've been shot at them. And, you know, I've been through some of the similar situations. And I know that they'll go through basically anything to get who they want.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even with the way I got arrested on this case, you know, I think they went through a lot to put me back in here when they really didn't need to. So.
Hey, well, before the phone disconnects, I mean, like, someone would have...
That threw a curve in there.
Yeah, reading this, like, reading from this thing, like, some blame Oliver North, President Ronald Reagan. Talk about what do you think Gary Webb's contribution was then to the black community and to everybody then?
Well, he was kind of like a voice that we had long needed, you know, that would put out what actually happened. Gary wasn't afraid, you know, he wasn't afraid of losing his job, he wasn't afraid of putting his life on the line, because there was another guy who had did some reporting, he came up dead in a car accident. So Gary was, from what I felt, that Gary wasn't afraid. I mean, even with the prosecutor and the DA agent, you know, he even fronted them head on in the hallway one day, you know, and was telling them, and they were saying, well, why are you printing this story? And he was like, well, why are you guys using this guy? You know, this guy's one of the dirtiest guys in the world and all the stuff that he's been through, and I want to talk to him and I want to talk to you guys about him. So he wasn't afraid to go head to head with you.
Right.
You know, and to me, you know, that means a lot, you know, too.
Well, what do you think Gary's contribution was in terms of, like, fighting the drug war?
Well, he did a lot of exposure. He let people know what's going on with it, the real ins and out. You know, that don't let them brainwash you to think that the government is against drugs all the way when they're not. They're sanctioning it for some people. You know, they're letting the big fish basically do what they want to do, and then they locking up all the little fish. Because, you know, he printed in his stories, they talked about how the young black kids are getting, for an ounce of cocaine, they're getting 10 years in prison. And then here's this guy, Danilo Blandon, who's been working with the government all his life. He gets caught with 10,000 keys, and he walks away with 28 months in prison. So he's showing them that the system is not just, that it wasn't fair. I mean, he's a hero in the jailhouse to all these guys in here. Everybody in here thinks that he's a hero, yeah. Because there's going to be some sad guys here that don't know him once I... Because they read his book in here all the time.
How many copies of that book do you think sold?
I'm not for sure. I think a few hundred thousand.
Yeah, so it wasn't like a big hit, but it was pretty popular then.
Yeah, well, I don't think that it was really publicized either the way it could have been to make it a better seller.
And I guess supposedly, like Chico was telling me that some big producer in L.A. had tried to get the rights to it or something. I know there's some other story he told me. This is change the channel real quick. Was there somebody at some point that was like wanting to like do a film about like your story, and then the government came in and like screwed with them?
Well, you know what? Me and Gary had went in. We was talking to an agent about doing a movie with Touchstone, and they raided the agent's office and everything. Yeah, they did that.
So, but what would be the reason for doing that? Thinking that you may have told them some stories or given them some information that...
I don't know, because it was in the beginning stages. They had just sent out contracts and offers and stuff. So I don't know what exactly they had thought that they were going to get from raiding the guy's office. I just know that they did. They talked about it in court that they had went in his office and raided it and stuff.
I think it's about to cut off.
Yep.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
A civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is. Blessing for the final news. But that was perfect timing. You get 15 minutes on those prison phone systems, and it queued it up perfect, so it went out to break. You want to get the real story and the scoop, be able to hear that and pass on that interview to others. It's in the article that myself and Paul Watson put together yesterday. Evidence begins to indicate Gary Webb was murdered. Webb spoke of death threats, government people around his home. an AIDS vaccine in your cereal, it could really happen. KATU News, Portland, Oregon, an AIDS vaccine in a breakfast cereal, it could happen, but a group of doctors and others don't want it happening in Oregon, at least not yet. See, it's already happening. The Africans don't trust the vaccines. Well, that's how it started a few years ago. I saw this about 5 years ago. They're going to make you take it by putting it in the food. And then the plants grow and take over the other similar species to where all you have is the potatoes with this in them. They can engineer anything they want into it. They will ask the legislature next month to impose a four-year moratorium on bio farming. And again, right here in Texas, they planted live AIDS virus growing in corn. The genetically engineered crops altered to fight or prevent human diseases. The state chapter of Physicians for Social Responsibility is concerned that such crops could infiltrate the environment. They already have, exposing residents to drugs they don't need. Biofarming represents the latest twist on genetic modification in agriculture. Biotechnology companies already have produced corn varieties containing a protein found in HIV. It's HIV, folks. The virus that causes AIDS. The goal is to manufacture food products such as breakfast cereals to orally deliver an AIDS vaccine. This is how they're going to make us take all this stuff. Various, and they even talk about making children. England's on the verge of passing this. Take a vaccine that re-engineers brain chemistry, actually creates plaques in the electrochemical receptor points to where you can't get high on cocaine, heroin, nicotine, or other drugs. But yeah, those sites, those drugs make you feel good because normal endorphins plug in there. When you make a touchdown or get to go out with that beautiful woman when you're 18 that you've had a crush on for a year, when you do good in business, when you help an old lady across the street, they openly admit it will make it where people cannot have those feelings. But they're trying to pass the law. I could spend all day. I mean, this is Twilight Zone. Various transgenetic seed projects under development are expected to be available commercially in the next few years, including producing a topical gel that prevents the spread of herpes and simplex virus, oral vaccines, agent against hepatitis B, E. coli, on and on. And see, instead of feeding you good beef that doesn't have E. coli on it, we'll just make you take this. They've got mouthwashes they want to make the kids take where you can't have plaque anymore because it re-engineers your mouth. Yeah, and it does other stuff, too. There's reasons we have all this. Aussies start random drug testing on drivers. And this is out of one of their big papers, their motoring magazine. Sydney, Australia. Police in Australia's state of Victoria have begun random drug tests on motorists and have been reduced fatal accidents. So now they're going to take your blood. Doing that here, too. There's just so much here. North Korea says Japanese sanctions would be declaration of war. If they put any sanctions against them, they'll just go ahead and attack them. That's our little buddies, the North Koreans, that Donald Rumsfeld gave nuclear reactors to when he was on the board of ABB. Tories in England back introduction of ID cards. Just like here, the Republicans and the Democrats back the national ID card that passed last week. U.S. invasion of Iran draws closer. Another interesting article. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on your local AM or FM station, or on Global Shortwave at 3210. Back tomorrow on Global Shortwave at 9.985, and the internet at Infowars.com, or on your local wonderful AM and FM station. Be sure and support them and their sponsors, all the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the great folks that run the broadcast. Scott doing a great job as usual. To everybody, to my webmasters, to my producers, everybody. We're doing the right thing. We're standing up for common decency and just basic life against the forces of the order of death. The order of death will be defeated. God bless. Hello.